Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. David is one of the most famous characters in the Bible, and many people know the story of David and Goliath. Did you also know David married the king's daughter? And King Saul is seeking David's life. So, this is the start of my new series, David on the Run. We will start with David consulting with his best friend, Jonathan. David was the king's son-in-law, but the king wanted him dead. Jonathan, king's actual son, was the closest friend David had ever had. They were like brothers. David had fled from the palace after the king commanded that David be brought before the king in his bed, so the king could personally drive a sword through his chest. David was starting to think he wasn't wanted in the family anymore, so he arranged a secret meeting with Jonathan. Jonathan, why is all this happening? What have I done to deserve this? How have I offended your father that he is now seeking my life? Oh, David, far from it. He's not going to kill you. Behold, my father does nothing great or small without telling me first. I see no reason why my father should hide any of this from me. Isn't that so? Well, yeah, but your father knows we're close friends and share everything between us. From my perspective, it looks like death is following me around. So I have an idea. Tomorrow is the full moon, and I'm supposed to join the king's table for dinner. For good reason, I am not going, but we'll hide out on the field for 3 days waiting for you to find out what the king's plans are for me. That'll work for me. Wait in the field where we practice shooting arrows. If I shoot over the target, you'll know it's not good news. I will send word to my father that you're not at the table because you had family business in Bethlehem. I pray he's not serious about any of this. David has gone from being the famous killer of Goliath to being the king's son-in-law. And now, not knowing if he should try and return to the palace or flee the kingdom. Jonathan hopes to find out tomorrow, and so do we. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.